The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Two Voices, Ego and Spirit. Your hosts are Dr. Nick and Reverend Linda Martin. Today's program is designed to help you recognize how these two voices contrast each other, but can ultimately work together to help you create the best life ever. It all starts by recognizing which voice you are hearing. Now, here is Dr. Nick and Reverend Linda Martin.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be. I'm Dr. Nick Martin.
And I'm Reverend Linda Martin. We're so happy you've chosen to join us today for our program, Two Voices, Ego and Spirit, on Voice America, the Empowerment Channel. The concept of our show, Two Voices, Ego and Spirit, is about raising awareness of our own two voices.
Two voices, which are constantly at work within all of our lives.
Two voices, which are the main energies giving shape to our thoughts, our feelings, behaviors, and physical experiences.
Two voices, which are attempting to help us live a better life.
Two voices we often cannot hear because we are asleep egoically and spiritually.
Two voices we can come to recognize within the mirror of our life.
Two voices we can bring into harmony as we hear more of what they are telling us about ourselves and God.
Two voices which can lead you to the ultimate source of your empowerment, you.
Two voices which can lead you to you, that better version of yourself which awaits in everyone. Welcome and thank you for joining us today. Today, our conversation is going to be about the disempowerment of lower ego power. But before we move fully into this conversation, I think it's important, Nick, to talk a little bit about the concept of two voices. At the beginning of our show each week, we do relay some information on two voices, but it's important, I feel, to elaborate a little bit more. And as you know, when we refer to two voices, we are referring to the two voices of ego and spirit, and both of these voices are available within us. So coming into this awareness of our egoic energy can allow for healing to occur as we come to see any false beliefs or illusions that we may be living in. And when we come to this awareness, it allows us to strengthen a pure connection to our divine essence. But most people really don't know that there is a diversity in the egoic energy within us.
And I believe that's really an important awareness, that if we fail to do that, it's going to be very difficult to really understand or hear the egoic voice that is speaking distinctively to any particular person, because they don't speak in that specific generic way to everybody. Although one thing I will mention is that the egoic voice is fundamentally about survival, but in a survival that is being presented to us in many different ways, depending on what the energy of our egoic voice is about. Those who are listening to higher ego power are consumed with that, or the people we were referring to last week, people like the dictator and narcissist and so on. Whereas those who we'll be discussing today and are dealing with a lower ego power energy, and oftentimes they fall in or drift into roles such as the victim, the dependent, the conformist. So there's a need to hear something different by the individual depending on what the voice is actually saying to them.
Right. Ego is not a one-size-fits-all energy. It is very diverse. And these next few weeks, we're going to be moving through a series of descriptions and of roles in various types of egoic energy that we hope will assist you, assist our listeners, in seeing maybe where you fit in or how your own ego is working with you or against you in your human life. Because we ultimately want you and all of us to come to understand that we are this magnificent spiritual being having this physical human experience here on Earth, which includes our egoic energies.
You know, interestingly, what you just said is a very important point of the idea that the egoic voice can be working with us or it can be working against us. Often I think people might think, well, the egoic voice is probably only doing something destructive or harmful to us. But in actuality, our egoic voice, when it comes into play, we're in a healthier, more balanced place with regard to the power or the vulnerability or the flexibility of it, it often leads us into positive or healthy or reality-based thoughts and behaviors and feelings that are necessary to healthily help us with our survival or to protect us or to keep us safe. A few examples real quickly to come to mind is if you are in a car and your cell phone rings or you have some need to contact somebody and you begin to think about texting them, and your egoic voice, if it's in a healthy place, will often kind of raise questions about the healthiness or the safety of that for yourself or others. Another example might be somebody who is in a sensitive or a situation of a sexual nature where the situation may involve somebody they're less familiar with or not familiar with at all. And the egoic voice comes forth to suggest thoughts that may be related to protecting oneself or others. And so in those examples, and I can think of a lot more, which I will not provide right now, but the idea is that your egoic energy is really attempting to serve you well. It's when it moves outside of this healthier levels and balanced level that it starts to move into a more destructive, exaggerated, non-reality-based way to help us survive, whether it is the flexibility of it or the vulnerability of it or the power of it.
Right. When the ego is not in a place of balance, then it will tend to move through fear-based ideas, a fear-based foundation. But it is possible for us to bring our imbalanced egoic energy into a place of balance so it can begin to work with us instead of against us. I feel it's very important to honor all that we are, humanly and spiritually. There are many aspects to who we are. And a lot of times we as human beings only touch upon, a small portion of who we are. So when we come to understand that there is so much more to us than maybe what we realize, we can begin to see things in a new light. And to come to see the egoic energy in a more positive way, I think is very healthy. I don't think it serves us, any of us, to see this ego as a negative energy within us, which has been implied over many times. And that's always kind of bothered me because I feel that when you're implying that this egoic energy, which every human being has an ego, but if you're implying that it's a negative energy within you, you're kind of saying that there's something negative residing within you. And I feel it's very important that we come into a new awareness of this so that we can move beyond this negativity and allow our egos to begin to work with us.
Well, something extremely important about what you just said was that it's not true to think that it's only a negative entity. And anytime we gain distance from truth, whether it's human truth from reality or human realities that we're living within, or even divine truth, it doesn't serve us well. It ends up creating more difficulty and often the fear-related existence that you had mentioned earlier that isn't helpful. So our purpose in our programming is to strike a balance, so to speak, between our understanding of ego, both in terms of what its harmful and destructive and negative influence can be in our life. And we have lots of places that we can share with you when we will in our programming pertaining to that. But it's also extremely important to recognize the potential existing within our humanity. One of the, I think, ideas that doesn't get understood is that ego has love within its essence. It has love within its essence. That love is about the survival it is attempting to promote on our behalf. The problem is that it doesn't have an intellect and it doesn't have an intentionality, so it cannot directly know what it's bringing into our lives that's destructive, though we can as we awaken to a better understanding of what it is.
Right. And so we're talking about coming into our own eye awareness that can direct and assist the egoic energy within us to merge more fully with the divinity of who we are. And that's what our show basically is about. And so each week we're going to move into discussing and covering various roles that we hope will bring some clarity to this concept.
Now, today's program is specifically going to be focusing on, as we said, the disempowerment of lower ego power. And we have a lot of areas that we want to try to get to within the next hour. For example, what do we mean by lower ego power? We're going to talk about what that looks like in a person, whether it's within their relationships or within their achievement or how they, their self-esteem, or any other aspects of life, those key life areas, which are the mirrors. These are mirrors that we all share. We share issues, we share change, we share stress, we share conflict, we share relationships. So when our egoic power is lower, it tends to reveal itself in different ways of thinking, behaving, even feelings and even physiology that come forward. So we're going to talk about what's disempowering about lower ego power, what makes it disempowering. Also, a little bit more, as I said, about what people look like, but specifically we're going to mention some of the roles that people fall into. They may include people who are victims, or people who are dependents or conformists, and others that we'll be mentioning. And by the way, it's not a matter of a person necessarily choosing the role. Sometimes life circumstances come along. Somebody gets victimized in their earlier life experience by someone or even more recently, and they begin to fall into the patterns of protection and safety and survival that their egoic energy is helping them with, in some respects, to help them try to prevent the reoccurrence of what happened before. So we have these different roles that reflect this. And by the way, if anybody out there is experiencing any of these roles and they want to offer a thought or an insight or a reaction, you are certainly welcome to do that. I also want to mention that on our Ego and Spirituality website, we have a page that's entitled Roles People Live. And if you want to get a better sense of the diversity of the egoic energy across those different roles, you're welcome to visit that. We're also going to talk about what are people hearing from the voice of ego. If you were actually hearing what ego is saying to you, what would you be hearing? As well as, what are you not hearing from the voice of spirit? We're oftentimes not hearing the voice of spirit because the egoic voice is very loud in what it's telling us, and we are listening it very intensely to it, although we may not be conscious of it. And I think the last area we're going to mention is something called mental medicine. Mental medicine is something that we brought up a few weeks back, and it's this reality-based thinking and egoic awareness that we are capable of utilizing within the power of our mind as we begin to better understand both what the ego is saying to us as well as what the spirit we haven't been hearing from the voice of spirit.
I think it's so important to move into the idea of these roles because I really feel it's something people can relate to, they can connect to, whether it applies to themselves or they know someone in their lives that they can say, oh, yeah, that I can see that person is a victim or whatever it may be. And today we will be discussing the lower ego power, which the victim falls into and many other things. And once we see this, boy, it really opens our eyes to understand how the ego's been working with us. That it's not out to harm us, but it actually is trying to assist us. It just needs to learn a better way. And so we will move into this discussion when we come back from our break. We thank you for joining us. We are Two Voices, Ego and Spirit.
sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
Many of us are trying to move forward on our life path, both humanly and spiritually. No matter who we are, we all face a significant obstacle, our ego. Dr. Nick and Reverend Linda Martin will assist you on your life path through their books, Ego and Spirituality, The Consciousness of Ego Spiritualism, The Ego Unmasked, Meeting the Greatest Challenge of Your Life, and their forthcoming book, Two Voices, Ego and Spirit. Visit their websites at egoandspirituality.com and theegounmasked.com to learn more. You can also schedule an appointment with Reverend Linda for spiritual life coaching sessions, intuitive spiritual counseling, and spiritual healing. Contact Linda by going to lindamartin.net. You are worthy and deserving of living the life you were created to live.
Family caregivers face some tough challenges every day in caring for a partner, parent, child, sibling, friend, neighbor, or even coworker. You are there to provide the care that these people need after everyone else has gone home. Family Caregivers Unite with Dr. Gordon Atherley will provide you with a social networking experience. You'll hear from experts and others who are experiencing the same things. And together, you will promote a common cause. Tune in to Family Caregivers Unite twice every week, Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Voice America Variety and on the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific.
What's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America show or host? For the latest news, visit the iRadio blog at iradioblog.com.
You are listening to Two Voices. If you would like to connect with the show today, please call in to 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to spiritualawakening777@comcast.net. Now, back to Two Voices, Ego and Spirit.
Thank you for listening with us today. We are discussing today the disempowerment of lower ego power. And we're going to be moving into this conversation to understand what does this mean and how might it apply within your life?
Well, when the first thought that comes to mind, and I guess it's foundational, is that these are persons who often experience a very low or absent need for having any power or influence or control within their life. For example, in a relationship, they often have a difficult time taking the lead, so to speak, in when it comes to maybe making decisions or choices that are often a part of any relationship. People share their ideas and their decisions and influence each other in certain ways that are useful and healthy and so far as growing the relationship. In the case of people with lower or low ego power, they may often assume a rather dependent quality within the relationship in which they lean too much on their partner. They defer too much to them in regards to anything that's going to be decided, particularly maybe the more important decisions that may go, you know, be a part of any relationship. And when it gets really negative or low powered, the person may end up becoming more like the partner's child or like their son or daughter in reference to their mom or dad. And that's not a particularly functional way to be within a relationship, but it often happens.
That can bring a very imbalanced relationship, you know, if one person is living through lower ego power. And a person living through this type of energy usually is someone that may be lacking confidence within themselves, someone that has low self-esteem, the feelings of not being worthy enough to make important decisions or, you know, things such as that, which does place some, you know, imbalance into any relationship. If we're talking about, you know, someone who's in a marriage or any type of relationship in that way.
That's an excellent point, because a lot of times when people with low ego power, when they look at their self-esteem level, it tends to be fairly low. And by low, it means they often have a poor relationship with themselves. And sometimes they seek out other people to kind of address that issue, that they want other people to like them or love them as a substitute for the absence of being able to like or love themselves. We have seen so many people over the years who are talking about relationships and wanting to have a relationship and are failing to recognize that if you're going to have a healthy relationship, it's going to have to start from within. You are going to have to like and love yourself in healthy kinds of ways, which unfortunately is often not the case for people with lower ego power. They just have gotten to this dark place of looking upon themselves in a way that doesn't allow that to happen.
And we have to remember, if someone is projecting this energy about themselves, they will tend to attract an energy that will confirm this for them. And there may even be others in their life that is confirming this idea that they are not worthy enough, that they, you know, are lacking the ability to make decisions or to move in a way that allows them to live their life.
And that's what I find really reflective of that, abusive relationships. A lot of times when people get caught up in abusive relationships, they have found a partner, somebody maybe we have talked about last week, like the dictator, somebody who's all too willing to take the power and the control. It's almost as if, because their ego is not in a good place, they enjoy somebody who will allow them to dominate them, to, you know, allow them to, control the dependent person, the lower ego-powered person. And so you have these really dysfunctional relationships built upon one person having lower ego power and the other person having higher ego power. And manipulation occurs, exploitation occurs, psychological or even physical abuse become a part of the pattern of the relationship. And unfortunately for the dependent person, they are caught up in that relationship. They don't know how to get out of it. They don't think they can survive on their own. That's some of the non-reality based thinking that often comes up. And they actually, in some odd way, want their partner, the abusive partner, to be their protector, even though they've been abusive to them.
They may feel that they are deserving, you know, of the abuse because of the way they feel about themselves. I can't tell you, and I can't say this enough, because I've had many clients who really want to find a relationship that will complete them. And as I say it so many times, a relationship is not what you need to complete yourself. You must complete yourself first, and then you can go about seeking another who will complement you, who will allow you to be all that you can be. But we do first need to come to know our own egoic energy that we're living through so that we can bring it into a healthy place.
You know, another area connected to the relationship area is how they function as adults being parents. Oftentimes, I have seen people with lower ego power, there's almost a role reversal that goes on in the relationship with their kids. In a sense, their kids start to parent them rather than the other way around. And they become what I see as what are permissive, indulgent parents, where they become the say yes parent, in that when their children makes a child makes a demand upon them, they may initially start out saying no, but the child can eventually wear them down and even use some form of psychological manipulation, such as the guilt button. They might say, you're being a terrible parent, you're a lousy parent. And sometimes where that's coming from for the adult is like an echo of the past. I hated my mom or I hated my dad, and hear my kids saying they hate me. And they buy into that. And if their egoic power level is so limited, they can be taken in by that button. I've seen parents where they started to tear up when I asked them, what happens when your kid says they hate you? I'm talking about a 4-year-old or a 5-year-old, and they just start to cry as if you know, that really gets to me, is if I can't handle that. I can't handle that form of rejection. It really stays with me. And I have to say yes after that happens, because I want them to love me. I don't want them to hate me.
Right.
Except it's not really love. It's manipulation. But that's the egoic issue playing out and blinding them to it.
Right. The more we can see how this works, how the ego is directing us, you know, in these false beliefs, in these illusions that we may be living in, the illusion of seeking and needing love through conditions and through the expectations that aren't really real. It's not really what it's about. But when a person is living through the lower ego power, they are truly lacking a sense of competence within themselves. They are really feeling a sense of unworthiness. They feel that they may be a victim in life, that, you know, a person living in this egoic energy could feel that life, if anything bad is going to happen in life, it's going to happen to me. I hear people saying this, and that's their idea, that they are this victim with no control over what is occurring within their life.
Mm-hmm. As we talk about people with lower ego power, another area of life that they often have difficulty with is achievement and use of their potential. They often feel that in some ways either they don't have the right to use their potential, or that if they do achieve, that somebody else will be impacted by them being, you know, achieving. And also they often have a fear of failure. Fear is a big part, as you know, Linda, of many of the things that happen for people. But fearing that if I try and it doesn't work out, I'm going to fail, and I'm going to feel worse about myself. And oftentimes they develop a life strategy which essentially says, if I don't try, I can't fail. Mm-hmm. If I don't try, I can't fail. And that is in service of what they might find to be safety, survival, protection. And by the way, when we say survival, we're talking about daily survival, not the survival in the sense of you're leaving or dying, but just in the more psychological sense, in a daily sense. And one other fear connected to achievement is the fear of success. The idea that I've seen so many people who with lower ego power find that if I do well, they actually may seek to undermine it. They may seek to undo it, because it's not compatible with the image they have of themselves. And the other part of success is it brings out responsibility. It asks you to make greater responsibility. And fundamentally, they think that ultimately I'm going to fail. So why keep trying and why keep doing better? Because ultimately I'm just going to end up in the same place. I'm going to fail.
Mm-hmm. Right. They're afraid to take the responsibility. They choose to be victims in life instead of participants in their life. And their daily survival is just getting them through the day without really living, without really experiencing. They avoid those things that might lead, as you said, to failure, or, you know, afraid that they won't succeed. And they have a disconnection within themselves, a disconnection from others, and but most importantly from their own divine truth.
And I was going to ask you, as far as the great gifts are concerned, are there any of those that maybe stick out to you that they really have no awareness of, that they cannot live?
Well, that's what it comes down to. There is no awareness that they are, you know, part of this divine experience, that they are divine beings here having a physical experience. Everything is connected to the physical. So they don't even know of their own gifts within themselves, their gifts of being a creator, creating their own life, you know, and the fact that they are eternal divine beings.
As you say that, I'm thinking about how often life is really a matter of existence. It's not really living. It's not fully embracing everything that's available to that individual. It's just a matter of putting in one day after another, and in some ways trying to just get through it rather than really being able to recognize whatever abilities or talents they have. I have so often, when I've talked to people, mentioned that the issue isn't really a matter of competence, but confidence, that really the competency is already there. And I think a lot of times they know that too. But yet the egoic voice is so strong and so powerful, it removes them from it. And with that, we're going to take a break. You've been listening to Two Voices, Ego and Spirit.
Easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Want the inside scoop about what's going on in the social networks of art and entertainment? Tune in to Star Power Hour, brought to you by 4talent.com. We'll talk to the top professionals in the entertainment industry and find out what they're working on and what's next. Your host is James Barber, who has his finger on the pulse of the arts and entertainment world. Star Power Hour, brought to you by 4talent.com, live every Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Many of us are trying to move forward on our life path, both humanly and spiritually. No matter who we are, we all face a significant obstacle, our ego. Dr. Nick and Reverend Linda Martin will assist you on your life path through their books, Ego and Spirituality, The Consciousness of Ego Spiritualism, The Ego Unmasked, Meeting the Greatest Challenge of Your Life, and their forthcoming book, Two Voices, Ego and Spirit. Visit their websites at egoandspirituality.com. and theegounmasked.com to learn more. You can also schedule an appointment with Reverend Linda for spiritual life coaching sessions, intuitive spiritual counseling, and spiritual healing. Contact Linda by going to lindammartin.net. You are worthy and deserving of living the life you were created to live.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
You are listening to Two Voices. If you would like to connect with the show today, please call in to 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to spiritualawakening777@comcast.net. Now, back to Two Voices, Ego and Spirit.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dr. Nick and Reverend Linda Martin today on Two Voices, discussing the disempowerment of lower ego power. And I'm enjoying this conversation, but I think it would be really helpful if we could understand just how ego's voice would be speaking to someone who is living through this egoic energy.
Sure. There are lots of different things, a lot of them connected to the key life areas. And some examples of when you're hearing your egoic voice, if you've been living with lower ego power, and as you begin to become more connected to it, these are some of the things it's really saying to you. It's saying that it is within your powerlessness that you are most empowered, that your powerlessness is what really is going to empower you, the empowerment of safety, the empowerment of protection, the empowerment of survival. And so when the egoic energy is getting into that place, a lot of things that are coming through from the egoic voice are saying, this is how you can be powerful, by being protected, by being safe. And so the mind, the thoughts, the behaviors, the feelings, even the physiology begin to work overtime to follow on with what would seem for most people to be rather unusual. And this is even the case, you know, that we would be somehow protected within powerlessness. But the egoic energy is very destructive. It can be very distorted. And so what most people think to be normal or abnormal becomes somewhat normal for that person. You know, another aspect of that is how oftentimes even people that are intelligent, well-meaning persons find themselves still stuck in that kind of approach to living, that powerlessness means power kind of view of it. Now, there's a bunch of other things I want to share with our audience. Another one of them, that your voice is often the egoic voice when it's in a lower ego-powered situation, says that your happiness resides in not encountering that which you have learned to fear. That if you can stay away from what causes you fear, that is what happiness is about. Staying away from the things that cause you to be, to experience or know fear. So that's again the theme of protection, safety, survival being reflected within that approach. The one thing sometimes that happens for some people, and I've referred to this in the Ego Unmasked, is a niche. Some people find a niche as a dependent person or as a conformist by following their partner in a relationship that they're protecting them. Their partner's protecting them. And so I don't have to be fearful of anything. And they have what we called last week pseudo-happiness.
Mm-hmm. This, what you're talking about, also has a great effect on our energy bodies. When our egoic energy is trying to protect us by, you know, if there's an event that has occurred in your life that has brought trauma or hurt to you, then the ego is going to try to protect you by not allowing that to occur again. And so therefore, if you've been maybe hurt in a love relationship, then a part of your heart may actually be closed off. And this is the energy body within you, which prevents you from experiencing and knowing love to its fullest. And so this is the way an egoic energy might try to assist you, because it's all it knows how to do until we teach it a better way. But we do need to understand how this affects us, our heart energy, our emotional energy, how this can affect this energy within us.
You know, what you said there makes me think about how oftentimes we look at something and from the outside it looks crazy. It's like, why would you do that? Mm-hmm. Why would you live that way? And yet when you start to get inside of it and you see more of what's really going on, it makes more sense. An example we're going to get up the road, when we talk about the traumatized person, the role that they often fall into is similar to what you referred to. They've encountered something very difficult in their lives. And what is the ego trying to help them do? Not have it happen again.
Right.
And how can you help it not happen again? Stay connected to it. Stay connected to it in your thoughts, in your behaviors, in your feelings, and that's the best strategy the ego can give to you. It doesn't know that it's causing you suffering. It just is trying to help you survive.
It only can do what it knows to do, so it keeps that incident front and center, and it works with whatever energies within you are connected to it. Anytime we experience something, this energy of the experience flows through us, through our energy centers, whether it's moving through our heart chakra, our emotional body, our sacral chakra, and the energy of who we are, if we don't work with it, it's going to bring an imbalance into our energy field.
Mm-hmm. You know, some of the other things that the egoic voice, when people are living lower ego power energy, says to them is that listening to others is more important than listening to yourself. There's often a very intense need to listen to what other people have to say and to really stop listening to yourself, to stop really working with your own thoughts and ideas, that in a way that you'll be more protected by what other people have to offer to you than you can be for yourself. And so that becomes very prominent in the approach to life and the approach to people and the approach to themselves.
And the person who is moving through this awareness or unawareness, you know, of themselves is not recognizing or acknowledging who they are, maybe not even knowing, as we'd said earlier, who they are, that they are a divine spiritual being having a physical experience. They are only aware of the physical aspect of who they are and unaware that there is so much more to them, that they have this gift of creating their life as they would like, you know, as their heart would call them to create it. And those that don't hear that calling tend to just move through, you know, daily survival without really living life.
You know, some other things the egoic voice is saying to that individual, you can become a better person by becoming more like your partner. It's as if you're not good enough being who you are, but if you can become more like your partner in the way they think about stuff or how they feel about stuff or the decisions they would make, that's going to help you. And that's the nature of the lower ego. It's almost like I'm going to be protected by disowning myself and becoming my partner. So that's where the conformist is oftentimes, or the dependent, or other people that we should talk about in our work. Some of the other things they often think is change is here to harm you. So when things come up along the path of life, be they a relationship change or a financial change or a health change of any kind, they often, because of their sense of powerlessness, view change as harmful. It's going to be bad. It's going to be really bad because the change is going to overwhelm them. It's going to be more than what they have to offer to answer it, that they don't have the ability to answer it. So a lot of times they resist change, or they deny change, or they ask other people to manage the change for them, thinking there's no way I could do this. So another reflection of the egoic voice coming forward and saying to people in that one of those key life areas, in this case, dealing with change, they also will find that the stressors that life may bring to them are to be kept at a distance. I've had many people, it sounds like they're saying, boy, I wish my life just didn't have any stress in it, just didn't have any stress in it. And so they are trying to answer in some respects in their real life what the egoic voice has said to them: keep your distance from stress, keep yourself away from anything that would cause you stress. Well, that effort even is stressful too, but the egoic voice is what they're responding to. And I guess the last one I want to mention is conflict. A lot of times in conflict, the low ego power person is really fearful of conflict. They are afraid that the other person will win, that the weakness of their thoughts will be exposed. I'll be seen for who I really am. Although most of the people who are around them realize they already are becoming displaying a weakened quality because they're not open, they're not assertive, they're not respecting their own thoughts, they're much more willing to defer to what other people think or want to say about a particular issue or circumstance.
Well, they can get so caught up in the illusion of fear-based ideas and thoughts about themselves, and they'll tend to actually close themselves off in some ways from others. They really have a lack of trust. And we want to move into helping someone who may be living in this energy to come into a better place, to help themselves to become aware of their own voice and that they are truly a divine being, how they can make this connection, moving from living through the ego unconsciously to coming into the awareness that they have a voice within themselves and that they are divine spiritual beings. So how does a person come from this place of living in this lower ego power to the emergence of all these aspects of them?
Well, the transformation process involves, as we've said before, being able to hear more of your egoic voice and what that really, and knowing more about what ego is, because that's part of the movement from our ego unconsciousness to the ego consciousness level of the process of growth and transformation. As we can do that, we can start to get closer to human truth. Human truth. There's a great power, and we'll say it today, we'll say it tomorrow, we said it last week, in truth. Truth is extremely powerful, both human and divine. And the more you are at a distance from truth, a lot of the things that are going on in your life in those key life areas tend to be dysfunctional. If something is going on and there's a pattern of dysfunction, it generally means there's something non-truthful that's going on that you are living. And so the process of movement involves connecting to the truth, both humanly and spiritually. So as we get open that door, so to speak, from moving from our ego unconsciousness to our ego consciousness, we begin to not only work with the power of truth, a power that's available to everyone, but we also begin to become more connected and available to the divine truth that's available also for us to move forward with. And I guess I'll mention one more thing. We begin to speak our own voice, speaking our own voice with the use of what we call mental medicine, in which you are working with reality-based thinking in order to confront what was previously non-reality-based thinking as part of moving forward to being you. And with that, we're going to take our last break. You've been listening to Two Voices, Ego and Spirit.
Get the news on our shows and other happenings by following us on Twitter. Find us at VoiceAmericaTRN or Twitter.com/VoiceAmericaTRN.
Many of us are trying to move forward on our life path, both humanly and spiritually. No matter who we are, we all face a significant obstacle, our ego. Dr. Nick and Reverend Linda Martin will assist you on your life path through their books, Ego and Spirituality, The Consciousness of Ego Spiritualism, The Ego Unmasked, Meeting the Greatest Challenge of Your Life, and their forthcoming book, Two Voices, Ego and Spirit. Visit their websites at egoandspirituality.com and theegounmasked.com to learn more. You can also schedule an appointment with Reverend Linda for spiritual life coaching sessions, intuitive spiritual counseling, and spiritual healing. Contact Linda by going to lindamartin.net. You are worthy and deserving of living the life you were created to live. Cours de Grace, The Heart of Grace, is an uplifting program hosted each week by Maria Rodriguez. Each show is made up of pieces of wisdom that you can use in your everyday life, moving ever closer to transformation through inspiration. Your heart knows there is more to come. More beauty, more joy, and more truth. All you need to do is tune in. Maria will help you move toward who you really want to be, becoming a more active co-creator in your world. Cours de Grace is heard live Thursdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
You are listening to Two Voices. If you would like to connect with the show today, please call in to 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to spiritualawakening777@comcast.net. Now, back to Two Voices, Ego and Spirit.
Welcome back. In the remaining time, we're going to talk a little bit about mental medicine. You've been hearing us refer to this, and we want to get a little more specific about what it is and how a person might make work use of it in their efforts to hear their egoic voice and to work with it and to help transform it. As we've been saying, there's really two aspects of mental medicine. One is ego awareness. It's just as we become more able to tune into the egoic energy that we are living, that awareness is important. If we are not aware of it, it often operates unchecked in our lives. And we do lots of things in various areas of our life that we've just mentioned, whether it's relationships or in working with children or dealing with achievement or self-esteem, that are not healthy and helpful to us. So part one, if you want to call it that, is just really getting to have a better handle on what ego is and what it isn't. And I think if you go back through all the programs from the very beginning, that's been a central focus, is to try to help you have a better understanding of what our ego is about and what it's doing and what it's not. The other aspect of mental medicine is the usage of reality-based thinking. Reality-based thinking is simply using thoughts that are based much more in human truth than in faulty beliefs. So much of what we engage in are often unchecked, automatic irrational or inaccurate or faulty beliefs, but we don't know them as such. How we learn that they are that is when we look at our life and we see what's going on in it. And the more things that are going on that are unhealthy and dysfunctional, there's a much better chance that what we're thinking isn't true, but we're still thinking it, partly because we don't know we're thinking it. But once we begin to tune in more to it and to uncover it, to unmask it, as I would say, we begin to see ourselves in what we're thinking, and then we start to have the upper hand, so to speak. We can start to teach ego and help the ego to stop teaching us what it's been telling us in those ways that I mentioned earlier.
And I think it's important when we're moving through this process to really be honest with ourselves, because we need to look at these energies and determine, are they serving us? And if they are serving us, how? What is their purpose within our life? What is it that we are still living through that really may not be beneficial to us, but we believe that it needs to be? We believe that it is our reality. So when we can come into this place of honesty within our own hearts to see, you know, are we willing to let go of the old beliefs that may no longer serve us? Are we willing to do so that we can live the life we were created to live?
Now, that is quite a challenge, because shifting from belief to truth for many people is quite difficult. Even again, if they are good people and intelligent people and well-meaning persons, some of that has to do with engrams that we've talked about before that kind of keep us stuck on things that even though we know that may not be accurate. But I did want to very quickly mention an example of both ego's voice in the realm of self-esteem and your own voice in the realm of self-esteem, the mental medicine. In the egoic voice, when it comes to self-esteem, your egoic voice is often telling you to think, others are more important than me. Others are more important than me. It also often has you thinking, I am worthless. I am worthless. It also has you often thinking, I don't deserve the good things life has to offer. I don't deserve the good things life has to offer. And finally, it often has you thinking, people don't need to treat me with respect. People don't need me, don't need to treat me with respect. And as you begin to tune in and ask yourself, am I really saying this to myself? Am I repeating this to myself? You begin to formulate the mental medicine that is more appropriate and based in truth, in reality, which is, I am as important to others. I deserve to experience the good things life and I have to offer. And people should treat me with as much respect as anyone. It sounds rather simple, but you need to speak your own voice in the process of being in connecting up to transforming the voice of ego. It's not just going to be a thought-related thing. It's something you need to think and then speak as you journey toward living.
Right. It's coming to realize that you are worthy and deserving of living and creating the life you were meant to live. It's important. Many people living through this lower ego power may not even have the awareness that they are themselves a child of God, that their birthright is the gift of life, of living their life, the gift of creating their life, that they have the gift of eternal life. They always have been and always will be, and that God is there within them and they are within God. So this is an awareness that we hope to assist people in coming to. So we're going to be moving into our closing meditation time, which I hope will assist you in coming into this awareness of all that you are. And before we do, we want to thank you for listening, for joining with us today. We want to thank Brad and Joel, our technicians, and we hope that this conversation has inspired you with a new awareness or a greater understanding of who you really are. So each and every week, we close our program by joining together to create sacred space within our heart centers. So I invite you now to move into your heart center. Take in a deep breath exhale completely. Relax and let go within your heart. Here within your heart is this sacred space where you can receive the wisdom and clarity that is available to you at all times. Breathe deeply. And as you breathe in, imagine a beautiful ball of light appearing within your heart. Breathe into this light. See, sense, or imagine that it's expanding and filling your entire being. Every cell within you is filled with this light. And this light begins to expand from you. It surrounds you. This is the divine light of love. You are filled with this light and you are surrounded with this light. This light is always available, always present to assist you, to guide you on your earthly journey. Become aware that this light radiates within you and radiates from you. And through this light, divine intelligence flows into every cell, into every fiber of your being. Relax now. Know that you are all you need to be, just as you are. The answers you need are available, and divine truth is present in all situations. For you are a beloved child of God. You are worthy of all the goodness, of all the joy, of all the abundance the universe has to offer. Take in a deep breath and feel this truth within you. Let your light shine from you. Walk in your truth. Stand firmly in your light. See yourself as you truly are. Know that you can be of service today and every day for the greater good of all living beings. You are capable. You are enough. May the peace and tranquility of divine love fill your heart and mind. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us today. And until next time, remember to listen for your two voices.
For joining us for Two Voices. Please join Reverend Linda and Dr. Nick Martin again next Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 noon Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. And until next time, remember to listen for your Two Voices.